Hey, so it's 12:33 p.m. It's a little later than I wanted to get up. Yesterday was big day. You know, you're not even supposed to know this, I don't think. They want to keep it secret from you. But they taped Friday's Tonight Show Thursday. So yesterday, Jacqueline taped her Tonight Show that's going to be on tonight. Destroyed. Ripped the place apart. They're repairing the roof right now. It was unbelievable. Really, it was really, really great. And it was, her dad came. It was a big deal, you know? And Jacqueline had been on the James Corden show before, but I wasn't there for that, so it was the first time. It was cool. And it's the Tonight Show. It's a big deal. And so I slept in. It wasn't my accomplishment, but I was there, so it really, you know, I take credit for it. So people are like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, Jacqueline's on Tonight Show. How about that? And then I can brag about it to people, and I don't seem like an asshole. If it was me, I'd be like, I was on Tonight Show. I was great. They'd be like, friends would be like, oh yeah, we know. We saw your fucking 1,000 tweets about it. But because it's about somebody else, I get to brag about it. So watch it, will you? Tonight, 11:35. I guess, is that, yeah, they give an extra 5 minutes to the news for some reason. Nobody's watching the local news. I guess the elderly watch the local news. You know what I like, and then join the local news. Watch the local news too, because then they'll have a little thing towards the end where they, you know, Jimmy Fallon will be like, "Hey, coming up, we got Aaron Paul, the model lady's name, and Jacqueline Novak." That's pretty cool. There was a model whose name I can't remember. Supermodel. Carly Foss, Kloss. Carly Kloss. She's a supermodel, very tall. She loved Jacqueline. She came up, told her all how much she enjoyed her set. All right, what's in the news? I guess Britain is now threatening to seize Russian oligarch's luxury real estate after ex-spy poisoning. Whoa, boy. Heating up between Britain and Russia. Maybe it's North Korea, maybe it's Russia. Looks like nuclear war is bound to happen, right? What did we build the bombs for? If we aren't going to just blow the shit out of each other with them. What good are they? They got to get used at some point. Why not eliminate human beings from the planet now? We would probably be doing a favor for the planet, the physical planet, start over. With the cockroaches, but I mean that's crazy. Why would the fucking Russian government just straight up using chemical weapon in a like restaurant or wherever the fuck it was, coffee shop or some shit in England? Fucking, that's nuts. They don't give a fuck anymore, man. They're ready to throw down. And I'm sure when Kim Jong-un and Trump meet, if that ever happens, that'll be that'll cool shit off between us and them. Well, think positive thoughts. I don't really want to die in a nuclear war. It doesn't seem pleasant, although luckily in New York City, one big flash, we're all gone. None of that trying to pick up the pieces stuff. Pushing a shopping cart down a an abandoned highway looking for dead raccoons. Wisconsin legislator to propose banning marijuana tests for most jobs. Fucking, dude. What job do they need to know if you smoke marijuana? Like, and no job. Why would it matter? You can do, if you can drink, okay, maybe drug counselor. I'll give you that. You shouldn't, if you're going to be a, no, they allow drug counselors to drink. You don't try, when I was in rehab, there was like one drug counselor that was like not a recovering like alcoholic drug addict, and nobody trusted that guy. They're like, what's up with this dude? It's like, because you just assume, because you don't end up, that's not like a high paying position. And it's kind of like a weird job to end up in if you didn't just, you go to rehab and you have no direction and you're like, what the fuck am I going to do with my life? And, you're like, and then you meet with the drug counselor and he was like, well, they don't push the job on you, but you're like, this guy looks like he's got his shit together. And he's got some fucked up stories about what this drug counselor, man. He was like crazy, crazy alcoholic. And he would just black out for like, he blacked out for 6 months. He moved to like Omaha, Nebraska. No shit. Dude fucking just woke. He just kind of like woke up one day. He had to like look at the newspaper to know like what, like he was like living, he was from New Jersey. He lived in New Jersey. He was living with a woman. He like had like a life and didn't remember any of it because he was just drunk the entire time. But I guess he drank so much he could kind of like just do shit. But his fucking brain wasn't working right. So he's just like, he had a life. I mean, some people can't get their shit together to move, find a chick and a job. I don't know if he had a job or whatever. Not blackout drunk. So that was pretty impressive. That dude was cool. He had some good stories. You need a drug counselor with good stories. Not like, well, I just want to help people. Yeah, even if it was like that, and even that dude, it must have been like his dad was like a fucking drug addict or alcoholic or something. I don't even understand why we have to keep. I do it in my head too because they do it in rehab, like drug addict or alcoholic. It's like, what do you think an alcoholic is other than a drug addict? You're a drug addict. Because they serve it at the bar, not to be like, you know, that, but you're a drug addict. Alcohol is 100% nothing but a fucking drug. And I think, but it's also because as an alcoholic, I want to be considered a drug addict. Why try to take that away from me? Why try to belittle my standing in the scumbag community by just saying, oh, an alcoholic. No, drug addict. All right. So, yeah, Wisconsin's going to be chill. They're not going to be like, oh, you want to work? You want to work here at Target stocking shelves? Well, let's get a look at your piss. We can't have irresponsible people stocking our shelves here. You know, you might freak out on your marijuana and start stabbing our customers. Trump decides to remove National Security Advisor and others may fall. I don't know if this is real news. I mean, not fair. I'm not sure if that's. I saw conflicting reports on that. But and I don't want to talk about Trump because it consumes too much of my fucking day. thinking about and reading news about that guy. Well, we will say this. Trump Jr. and Vanessa Trump are separating. You know, some stars shine too bright. And very difficult to leave a lead a public life and have a marriage. A lot of people mocking Donald Trump Jr. in this time. But here's the thing. People are, oh, ha, 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 you're getting divorced. You think he's not happy that he's getting divorced? The dude's ecstatic. He was in a marriage that he probably wanted to get out of. And now, here's the thing. He thinks now he's going to go on a tear. But there's probably is a bunch of... Because there's, like, women that are, like, Trump fans. Which surprises the shit out of me. But now they get a piece of Junior, I guess. God bless. Hope you all have a great time. And the Vanessa Trump can go on and find herself a nice fella. Maybe I don't know if does Pence have a son? I guess that'd be awkward. I don't think he does either. Him and mother. He calls his wife mother. I don't even know if they have children. Pennsylvania High School to issue over 200 detentions to students that took part in protest. Oh, detention. Who gives a fuck? Detention's fun. It's not fun, but because it's punishment, sort of. But you just go there, do homework or whatever the fuck. And it's like you're going to have all the kids that were there in detention, so they're all going to feel proud. You're like giving them like a badge of honor. Yeah, that's I went to high school in Pennsylvania. But Pennsylvania's a big state. It's probably a different high school. The high school I went to was kind of a hippie high school, and they would have encouraged such protest. What a dipshit that principal must be. Well, you're gonna all get detention. So what, dumbass? Working in a high school sounds like hell to me. I was watching that show Rise. It's like an NBC show on Hulu. Give it a watch. I mean, it's terrible. All right. It's time for me to go. And it's the weekend, so I won't see you till Monday. Sorry about that. But, I need rest. All this podcasting. You know, you need some day. You need a couple days to yourself. Can't be all podcasting. Spend some time fishing. I don't fish. See you Monday. We love you.